Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Lepp. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bump Hadley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Henry. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dutch Henry. And now, play ball. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Kraus drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rice out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hayes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive towards third. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Lepp reaches second base with a double. Spencer moves to third. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bludge moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lepp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lepp. The throw from Krause and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Irv Jeffries. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Calm now playing third base. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cronin hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lepp, who is chasing the ball. Jolly reaches third base with a triple. Kerr scores. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Garland Braxton now pitching. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards second. Meyer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris now playing left field. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bluge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lepp hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Com reaches second base with a double. Chick Autry pinch hits for Buck Krause. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Dutch Henry. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.